Deuteronomy 33, beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the Lord. Now this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, "The Lord came from Sinai and dawned on them from Seir. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand came a fiery law for them. Yes, he loves the people. All his saints are in your hand. They sit down at your feet. Everyone receives your words. Moses commanded a law for us, a heritage of the congregation of Jacob, and he was king in Jeshurun. When the leaders of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together, let Reuben live and not die, nor let his men be few. And this he said of Judah, 'Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and may you be a help against his enemies.' And of Levi he said, 'Let your Thummim and your Urim be with your Holy One, whom you tested at Massah, and with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah, who says of his father and mother, I have not seen them. Nor did he acknowledge his brothers or know his own children, for they have observed your word and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your judgments and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you and a whole burnt sacrifice on your altar. Bless his substance, Lord, and accept the work of his hands. Strike the loins of those who rise against him and of those who hate him, that they rise not again. Of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, who shelters him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord is his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who is separate from his brothers. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns like the horns of the wild ox. Together with them he shall push the peoples to the ends of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tents. They shall call the peoples to the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall partake of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hidden in the sand. And of Gad he said, blessed is he who enlarges Gad. He dwells as a lion and tears the arm and the crown of his head. He provided the first part for himself, because a lawgiver's portion was reserved there. He came with the heads of the people. He administered the justice of the Lord and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, Asher is most blessed of sons. Let him be favored by his brothers, and let him dip his foot in oil. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to help you, and in his excellency on the clouds. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, destroy. Then Israel shall dwell in safety. The fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of grain and new wine, his heavens shall also drop dew. Happy are you, O Israel. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord? The shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. Your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down their high places. And those are God's words. So here Moses pronounces the blessing upon the people of God for what God had already done for them in verses 2 through 5. That is especially in giving them His law. How He loves us, it says, by giving us His law. God's people having the law is a blessing. It is a heritage for the people of God. Then after this, upon each of the tribes of Israel, through verse 25, is blessing pronounced, except the tribe of Simeon, which had their inheritance within the tribe of Judah, if you remember in the book of Joshua. And why is that? Because of Simeon's wickedness with his brother in Genesis 49, where Jacob their father said of them, "Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel." And so he did with the Levites, and so he did with Simeon. And then the remaining verses then exalts the Lord our God, who will deliver His people from their enemies, and gives a blessing, a general blessing, yet in the context of the previous chapters, the blessing that will be theirs if they obey the Lord their God. The passage reminds us of Jacob's blessing of his children in Genesis 49 before his death. So here, the blessing pronounced by Moses before his death, which is the next chapter. And this reminds the children of God of His God's covenant with them, that His people in Christ will receive wondrous and rich blessings for those who fear the Lord and for those who love the Lord and obey Him. Yet verse 29, again, such blessing only comes to those who are the people of God. Only they will be saved, it says. Only they will be made happy and blessed, even as we'll see this evening in Matthew 5 in the Beatitudes, happy and blessed. Blessing alone belongs to those saved by our Lord, even through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come and continue now, coming before Your throne spiritually, our hearts lifted up before You because of and through the blood of Jesus Christ alone, whose blood was shed upon the cross at Calvary, by which a way has been made into the Holy of Holies, because atonement has been made finally and completely for us, Your people. And so we come before Your mercy seat, Your throne in glory, and we're thankful that the Spirit fills our hearts, and we come through His strength. Father, we ask today that Your name would be glorified and exalted, as we've heard in this passage, that You would be exalted in Your love for us, that You would be exalted in how You've dealt with us according to Your promises, according to Your truth, in Your faithfulness, according to Your great name, and by and through a Savior, Your Son Jesus Christ. By mercy and grace that is abounding beyond our comprehension. And Father, today we ask that You would watch over us, Your people, that we would not go down into sin and fall into that way of habitual sin and continual sin where we mock Your name and act like a fool who lives as if there is no God, when we profess with our mouths that there is a great God, and our great God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, may we not be like the atheist who lives as if there is no God. Turn us from that way, where we act like the atheist and we don't pray. Or we act like the atheist and we don't praise Your name when good things happen, when even difficult things happen. We ought to be praising Your name, as Job did, saying, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Father, we ask that You would care for us in our hearts and our minds and our wills, our affections, our whole being. That you would care for us, provide for us your word, provide for us bread and drink. Father, we pray for those who have not been able to work of our congregation in the church throughout the world. We ask that you would bring them work again. We ask for Russ and any others who might be out of work. Father, we ask that you would give them that work. We're thankful to hear for Russ that his company is going to begin bringing back workers sooner than expected. And so we praise you for that news. We ask that you would provide for your people, even as we consider in Romans 12:13 this morning, of how we ought to give to those in need. Father, those in need, we ask that you would provide for them. Father, we also pray for our health and well-being. We ask that you would encourage us in Christ, give us joy in the Holy Spirit, and heal our bodies that may be aching or struggling or sick. And so we pray for Grace Maxwell. We ask that you would heal her body and be with Larry and Patricia and the rest of the family, that you would keep them from getting sick with whatever that sickness is. We ask that you would be with Andrea tomorrow as she has her MRI, that everything would work out well for that. We ask that you would be with those who have struggled with bodily ailments or bone and muscle things for a long time. And so we pray for Dina and Jeannie and Larry and others, Father. You would strengthen bodies, even Russ in his back. And then, Father, we ask that you would care for Chuck and his heart. And give him that you would. We pray that you would strengthen his heart, so that there's no issues with his heart. And then, Father, we ask that you would bless our children, even children in the womb, that you would bring them up safely in the nurture and admonition of the Lord through their parents, and even through the assisting hands of your bride, the church. That you would cause all the children here present and those in their homes to love you, to cherish you, and to never know one day apart from your love. Cause them to turn and see their sin for what it truly is in your sight, heinous. And they would turn unto your Son Jesus Christ for their salvation alone. And that they would not commit idolatry in their toys and their various things of this world, being so earthly minded. We pray that you would make them spiritually minded, as we pray for all of us. That we would not make a god of money or food or any such things, but that we would worship and bow down to the only God in heaven and on earth, the God who is over all, the living and true God. You, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for the church. We praise you that the congregation in Denison is meeting this morning, this day. We ask that you would grant to them your word. You would bless them. We're thankful that they are again worshiping your name. We pray for all the other congregations, that they would begin worshiping you in as they would gather together, and not just think they are worshiping online. Father, we ask the same for all your churches, that they would come together and worship and not forsake the assembling together of themselves. Father, we pray for Denison and Columbia, the congregations there. You provide ministers for them. We ask that you would grow your church even through this time. That we, the presbytery or our denomination, would not be hesitant or slow in proclaiming the gospel and spreading the gospel and even planting churches and sending out missionaries. For this is the time that the gospel should go forth time when people are doubting and in need and lonely, when they need a Savior and they need to hear about Him. And so, Father, send Your servants out and cause Your people to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then today, Father, we pray that You would provide for us as a church. You provide the means to continue. And You will, because You're a faithful God. We trust You. We pray that You will bring in the fullness of the Gentiles, that the Jews would come in, the fullness of the Jews would come in, and so then a greater amount of Gentiles would come in, and Your kingdom would grow, knowing that the gates of Hades cannot stop Your church, because Christ is King over all creation, over all the universe, over all governments and peoples. And so, Father, bring it about soon, if it be Your will. But do so at the right time for Your glory, that Christ would return finally and gather His church and bring her home. Father, help us now worship You in spirit and in truth, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.